This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the winter session is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. Addressing the media ahead of the winter session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said India's economic rise today is reaching remarkable heights. He said this momentum gives renewed confidence to India to be on the path towards becoming a developed nation. The Prime Minister added that India has proven that democracy can deliver.
जिस गति से आज भारत की आर्थिक स्थिति नई ऊंचाइयों को प्राप्त कर रही है विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य की ओर जाने में ये हमें नया विश्वास तो जगाती है नई ताकत भी देती है
Prime Minister Modi urged all parties that the winter session should not become a battleground for frustration born out of defeat, nor should it turn into an arena for arrogance born out of victory. He said negativity may have some utility in politics, but ultimately, nation building requires a positive mindset. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has expressed hope that all members of Parliament will uphold the healthy traditions of democracy through their active participation. He also expressed hope that the winter session will be meaningful and productive. In a social media post, Mr. Birla noted that the sixth session of the 18th Lok Sabha, the winter session, begins today. Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda will lead the national level observance of World AIDS Day 2025 today. The aim of this commemoration is to reaffirm the government's unwavering commitment to advancing the national response to HIV prevention, treatment, care and stigma elimination. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Saras Ajivika Food Festival 2025 in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Rural Development informed that around 300 Lakhpati Didis and women from self-help groups from 25 states across the country will participate in the festival. The festival will remain open to visitors from 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and will continue till the 9th of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended his wishes to the people of Nagaland on their statehood day today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the state's vibrant traditions and the resilient spirit of its people strengthen the nation's cultural fabric. He also wished for peace, progress and prosperity in Nagaland. India marked a significant milestone on the global skills stage by securing the 8th rank in its first ever participation at the World Skills Asia Competition 2025, competing against 29 nations. In the competition, India won 1 silver, 2 bronze and 3 medallions for excellence in both traditional and tech-driven skill categories. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has defended the H-1B visa program, saying that the U.S. economy has benefited immensely from Indian immigrants. He made the comments in a podcast conversation with Zerodha co-founder Nikhil Kamath. Musk said that America needs high-skilled workers from India now more than ever, while also calling out the misuse of the visa system by some outsourcing firms. Musk said, America has been an immense beneficiary of talent from India, adding that his companies constantly struggle to fill specialized roles because there is always a scarcity of talented people. Sri Lanka continues to grapple with one of its deadliest natural disasters in recent years, as the death toll from Cyclone Dithwa's aftermath has risen to 334, with 370 people still missing, according to the Disaster Management Center. Meanwhile, as part of Operation Sagar Bandhu, the Indian Air Force brought 335 Indians to Thiruvananthapuram who had been stranded in Sri Lanka following the cyclone. Domestic benchmark equity indices opened at new all-time high in early trade today amid investor optimism around strong quarter two GDP growth at 8.2%. All the sectoral indices on NSE were trading up except Nifty FMCG and Nifty Chemicals. Nifty Metal and Nifty Auto were the top gainers. In football, India under-17 team pulled off a remarkable 2-1 win over Iran to qualify for the 2026 AFC Under-17 Asian Cup in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.